I've been following governments of all types for the better part of 30 years, and this is the first time I've run across a government giving year-end bonuses. How unusual is this?
Well, it's not really that unusual. I know that the city of Bryan recently did it, for example, and this is not the first time that the city of College Station has made such an award. Back several years ago, the city had an ongoing program where they shared year-end savings with employees, but over the last several years, with the economy the way it's been, that program has been discontinued. Since the employees had worked so hard and there had been such an effort on the part of the employees to save over the last several years, that any opportunity there was to share some of the year-end savings with the employees, that it was an opportunity to give back to employees who had worked so hard to give back to the citizens of the community.
What's the total pot of money being distributed?
Well, the total year-end savings that we drew from was about almost $900,000. But I asked the council to consider averaged up amount of $670 per employee, so that after taxes it would yield about $500 per employee. I wanted each employee to yield after taxes about $500. Now, that will vary per employee according to their deductions and so forth, but I wanted each employee to yield about $500 after taxes. And I think that Bryan's was more than that, as I recall. From what I heard, theirs was greater than that. But I wasn't trying to necessarily match just what Bryan was doing. We were trying to just come up with an amount that was manageable within the dollars that we had. But yet, I wanted to send a message to the employees that we appreciated what they had been doing.
Was this an administrative decision or something that you took to council and the council made a final decision?
We took it to the city council last Tuesday at their meeting. I made the recommendation to council, but it was a decision that council approved.
Playing devil's advocate, you made the reference a couple of times to the budget reductions that have taken place the last couple of years, and a pot of $900,000 could have done a whole lot of other things. The pros and cons of addressing that philosophically.
Well, you know that we've made a lot of cuts over the last several years. We've even made employee cuts. The employees here have worked extremely hard. Many of them have taken on extra jobs within the organization, and the budgets have been reduced. And still, the year end has resulted in savings. That was somewhat of a surprise to me, because we projected that the budget would be less than we had projected at the beginning of the year, because we made those mid-year cuts. However, it was greater than I had originally projected, which means to me that the employees were participating in the programs. They had taken us to heart, and they had found ways to save that we had not anticipated. And of course, there were opportunities to spend this money in other ways, but realize this was one-time money. It was not money that we could spend next year to reduce the tax rate. It was not money that we could hire employees with, or could have even hired back any of those employees that we laid off. It was It was year-end savings, which means this is money that could be spent once. We could have maybe done a project that didn't require any O&M with, but it's money that can be spent once and once only. And so when I took it to the council asked me those questions. What else could we do with it? And so we made a conscious decision that we shouldn't spend all of it on this, that there are other things that the council will want to do and will do with the balance of this money. But we felt like this, or I felt like, and the council agreed, that some of this should be shared with the employees. And as I said, many years ago, up until about 4 years ago, this was an ongoing program that was part of the compensation plan for the employees, and it was stopped due to the downturn of the economy. And so and we're not suggesting that be brought back. This is a one-time distribution. I've not suggested to the council that we initiate that program again. I'm asking that's one-time gain share be brought forward, and that the employees be allowed to share in that gain.
You made a reference there to there's still a balance left.
These funds were in various different pots, as you say. The general fund holds most of it, but they are in various other funds: electric fund, the water and sewer fund, other funds as well. But the majority of the balance is in the general fund. But the entire balance of that would be, you know, roughly $400,000 or $350,000 or so dollars. The total amount when we originally estimated the cost was going to be $550,000 or so, if every employee got the gain share, but every employee didn't get it because we established a cutoff date of April 1st, and any employee who was not hired by April the 1st of 2012 did not get it. So if you weren't a full-time employee by April 1st of 2012, you were not eligible. And there were about 80 employees that were not hired by that date, so they didn't get it. And so the actual cost was less than we had originally projected. So the savings is about 50% to employees, and about 50% will go back to the various funds to be spent other ways.
So the total is about $900,000, and about $350,000 to $400,000 is going to the employees in the one-time distribution.
That's correct.
Okay. And you mentioned 80 employees are not receiving. How many are receiving?
About 710 employees will receive it.
And that'll come in their paycheck when?
On December 21st.
Nice timing.
It is nice timing. Now, I will tell you that it wasn't necessarily planned that way. We do our year-end financial analysis, and I didn't find out until a couple of weeks ago that we had this surplus, and we started having the discussion of what to do with that. And of course, you know, the decision on my part was made to recommend sharing it with the employees. And coincidentally, it is this time of the year, but it was not a decision to do this, but solely based on it being this time of the year.
The reaction that you've received from employees since the word came out?
Overwhelming. Just absolutely overwhelming.
Nice way to be able to take off after your decision to
Well, it is, but you know, it's not. It wasn't directed necessarily toward me. It was, you know, the council made the decision. They deserve the credit for it, and to me, it is a result of the hard work and dedication of a lot of employees over many years.
Well, I'm also thinking that you were the recipient of somebody else's decision several years ago before this was suspended, so I'm sure that was in the back of your mind once you realized that you had this possibility.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Have I missed anything?
Just, again, to say how much we appreciate the hard work and dedication of each and every one of our employees and how they contribute to the excellent service to our citizens each and every day.